Previously on Heroes.
I'm going home.
I'm scared for my life, okay?
I know.
Do you?
Gretchen, I'm just not like you. And this thing here, just pretend it never happened, okay? I'm Haitianing you.
We're pretending that we've never been to the Burnt Toast Diner.
I came to warn you, Peter. You need to know the truth.
The answer you seek is here.
What do you got?
It's a body.
What is it?
It's me.
One touch, Nathan, and it's over.
No, don't touch him. You touch him. He's got my power. His mind will go back into his body.
Take my hand. Do it now.
I said get away!
Back away!
We need to go back 8 weeks, Ito. To a motel room in Texas.
To save his life?
No, to save that film before he destroyed it. Once you return, deliver it to me, your sweet Charlie will be set free.
You have your film. Now I want Charlie.
Soon.
This is entry number 4. When 2 or more of these forces approximate, they amplify exponentially, like a kind of gravity or magnetism.
An abnormal spike in seismic activity as of late appears to be emanating from one of the individuals being held here, a pregnant woman.
Doctor,
he's drowning. And I fear that this child may indeed.
Samuel laughs as he watches the video. Heroes knocking on his trailer door.
Butterfly man, open up! You can't avoid me! I can see you in there! Open up! You are in there, I know! Come out! Butterfly man!
Hero, are you making all that noise?
I've done what you asked. Now please tell me where and when you put Charlie.
It's beautiful out, isn't it? A man glad to be alive. Feels poetic that today is the day we give thanks.
Stop ignoring me, Butterfly Man. I want Charlie.
And you will have her. But there are more pressing matters to discuss. That film that you retrieved has brought everything into focus. I've discovered the truth about my destiny. Our destiny.
Give me Charlie.
Sorry, not yet.
Samuel looks at Hero's hand on his shoulder and asks, feeling brave, samurai warrior?
There's a nice sharp axe right over there. Come on, freeze time. Chop me into bits. No, that's right. You can't. Because if you kill me, you'll never find Charlie.
Hero tells him, you are the devil.
I'm your savior, Hero. You just don't know it yet. Now go help set the table. Smile. It's Thanksgiving.
Noah's on his phone in a supermarket.
So when should I expect you?
Oh, you've got to come.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Claire smiles as the girl ignores her.
I just don't know that I'm in the mood.
Come on, you can invite Gretchen.
Actually, I can't. She moved all the way across campus.
I'm sorry to hear that. And that's my fault, isn't it?
It's okay, it wasn't gonna work out anyway. So I guess it's official. I'm a social pariah.
I haven't helped things much. I want to make it up to you, starting with a real Bennett family Thanksgiving dinner, turkey trimmings, the whole thing. What do you say?
And since when do you cook?
I'm learning as I go. Is that a yes?
I don't know. Is Lyle coming?
No, he sends his regrets. He can't get away from school. Don't make me be alone with your mother and Doug.
She's bringing the new boyfriend?
She never goes anywhere without him. It would mean a lot to me, Claire.
Okay. There's something I've been meaning to talk to you about anyway.
Great. I'll see you at 4:30. Don't be late. Love you.
Having seen Lauren, he checks a picture of her on his phone.
Noah? Oh, my God.
Lauren?
Of all the supermarkets
wow.
And all the towns and all the world.
It's great to see you.
Me too. Just,
what are you doing in Washington?
Well, after Primatech exploded, I was kind of unemployed. CIA seemed like the obvious choice.
Ah.
And you?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
All right.
Mostly that. I'm got a place in DuPont Circle.
Nice. What brings you to this side of town?
These yams, these canned yams. I love them, and I can't get them anywhere else.
Didn't peg you for a yam man.
Oh, yeah, big yam man.
You're stalking me, aren't you?
Yes, but I am also cooking Thanksgiving dinner for my daughter and my ex-wife.
Ex-wife?
Yeah, Sandra left me. Can't say as I really blame her, but we're still on good terms. I mean, hence the oversized burn.
Are you having Thanksgiving on Christmas? Because this frozen beast is not going to thaw until tomorrow. You need one of those already cooked birds.
Okay.
Follow me.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Because I'm not exactly an expert in life skills.
How many people?
4, 5, if you would like to join us. That is, if you don't already have plans.
And by the way you're sizing up my single-serve turkey pot pie, you've already surmised that I don't have plans.
It would be great to catch up.
She smiles at him and walks on. Nathan stirs, lying fully clothed on a bed and clutching an almost empty bottle of spirits. Peter's sitting in the room, watching him. He stands up and goes to the front door of his apartment, opening it to Angela. Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ma.
Please, sit up in there, boys.
What is this?
Where's your brother, honey?
That's a good question.
Would you please put these in a bowl for me?
We need to talk.
Yes, I know. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. Just families sharing our lives. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, and please remember to stir some milk into that. That's the way your brother likes it.
Peter glares at her.
Went to a storage unit yesterday, Ma. Rented out to you. Saw Nathan's dead body.
She frowns at him.
Renee told you about that. Well, it was not your brother's body you saw. It was a shapeshifter posing as your brother. It's the worst kind of identity theft. And he had to be stopped, and then we had to store him away discreetly. You can imagine if the press had gotten wind.
Matt Parkman also said that.
Matt Parkman said what? Officer Parkman is unbalanced. Suicidal, last I heard.
Because Siler's in his head? Is that right? What did you do, Ma? Is my brother really dead?
Answer him, Mom.
We'd all like to hear that one.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nathan. So, if you two will just help me set the table, we will sit down like a family and we will discuss everything. Ow! Let go of me, Nathan.
Answer him.
It's Thanksgiving and you are my family. And we will sit down like a family as we do every year, or I will leave here and you will never hear from me again. Your choice.
She looks from one to the other, then hesitantly walks over to the table. The boys watch her, then look at each other. Peter walks away, and Nathan's face ripples briefly. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Noah's preparing the Thanksgiving meal. He adjusts something in the oven and puts a dish on the table. Then he opens the door.
Hello!
Hey! Happy Thanksgiving.
Come on in.
Something smells good. Look at this place. Are you sure this is your apartment?
We clean up good. So, what can I get you? Some sparkling cider?
No, I'm all right. But before everyone gets here, I do want to talk to you about something.
Okay, just let me check the gravy first, okay?
Oh, I got that.
Claire, you remember Lauren? She, worked with me at Primatech?
Hi.
Hi, you're all grown up. You look beautiful. It's okay, I've got this, Wolfgang.
Thanks.
Smiling. Claire pulls Noah aside.
Does Mom know you brought a date?
No. Lauren's not a date. She's an old friend. She's helping me cook.
She is so a date. You should have told Mom.
Your mother will understand. We're a complex modern family, and she's got Doug. So what did you want to talk about? Hold that thought.
Claire watches him open the door.
Hi.
Mr. Muggle!
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Good boy.
Hey, Noah, happy Thanksgiving. A host gift.
Oh, thanks, Doug. Come on in.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's your little friend?
Dame Penelope Jean Lovegood III. But you can call her Miss Lovegood. Can't she? She'll come.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Claire, you remember Doug?
Yeah, hi.
Enchanté.
Dinner's ready, everyone.
You hired a cook?
No, that's Lauren.
Wow, mistaken for a domestic. That certainly breaks the ice. Lauren Gilmore, it's nice to finally meet you, Sandra. Okay, let's eat.
You brought a date?
No, that's Lauren. Okay, who's hungry? Got lots to eat, come on.
At the carnival,
not a fan of Thanksgiving?
I'm from Japan. We celebrate Kino Kaisan here, not Thanksgiving.
What's the matter, Hiro? You can talk to me, we're family.
I'm not part of this family. I'm a prisoner.
No one's a prisoner.
Samuel broke his promise. I fixed the path, but he won't give me back Charlie. He's a liar and an evil man.
Hiro storms off, and Edgar, who overheard, walks across to Lydia, looking thoughtful.
Tom's trying to fix the past. Where's Joseph?
That's a good question.
Now Lydia's in her little bee tent. She looks out as Hiro walks past.
You got a minute, Hiro? Come inside. We need to talk. Tell me, what did you do when you fixed the past for Samuel?
I'm sorry, I cannot say. Samuel might get mad and Charlie's at stake.
I understand. I have to change for dinner. You stay a minute, will you?
He nods and sits down while she changes her clothes.
You know, Hiro, we can help each other. I could use my ability.
Beauty?
I can be inside of your soul. We can be as one.
Peggy lady! I think you are trying to seduce me. You should know my heart belongs to Charlie.
I'm sorry. I'm making you uncomfortable. But I need contact, closeness to make this work.
He faces her.
Of course. Every ability has a different set of rules.
I can feel what you feel, Hiro. Touch me.
Lydia turns away, and Hiro tentatively puts a finger on her back. She closes her eyes.
You want Charlie back, desperately?
Yes.
And now Samuel's forcing you to work for him. Why didn't he have you save his brother Joseph?
I don't know. You should ask Samuel.
He'll never tell me. You need to take me back. 8 weeks ago, when a man from the government came to the carnival and murdered Joseph...
No, I don't think I should...
Please, I need to know the truth.
They vanish and reappear in the carnival 8 weeks ago.
Oh no, you mean it's time travel? We must go back.
Is that the man that killed Joseph?
That's Dr. Suresh.
They step back as Joseph comes out of his trailer and Samuel walks up to him.
We need to talk.
Joseph?
I'm behind on my chores.
Forget the chores. This is not good.
All right, brother. But not here.
They go off together.
Is this it? Is this the night that Joseph gets murdered?
I don't know. but it is very dangerous to be here. We must go before we step on her.
Lydia sets off after them.
Butterfly.
Mom, you got us here sitting just like you wanted. So talk.
Peter, where are your manners? Nathan, would you please say grace?
No.
It's Thanksgiving, Nathan. It's the one day we should express our gratitude.
What do I have to be grateful for? I'm dead. He knows it. You know it. Why don't you tell us why? Put us all out of our misery.
Tell us.
I don't expect you to understand or approve of the decision I made, but I hope you can keep an open mind and not condemn it. Siler was going to kill the president, and you two had flown off to stop him at that hotel in Washington. And I had a dream about you, Nathan. I saw you fighting for your life. I also saw Matt Parkman save you, but I panicked. And I went and found him, and I dragged him to the hotel. But by the time we got there...
I was already dead.
She looks at him, pained.
I made Matt Parkman do it. This is the part where I ask you to forgive me.
So that body that we saw, that was Nathan.
Technically, yes, but as far as the world is concerned, Nathan is still alive.
Yeah, but I'm not me.
It's your mind. They are your memories. You look exactly the same. You are Nathan Petrelli. You are my son. You're Peter's brother. And it's been this way for months. And just because you know the truth, nothing has to change. We are still a family.
Nathan holds her gaze, then looks away, and Angela lifts up her glass.
To us.
She drinks, but neither Peter or Nathan join her. At Noah's.
I would like to propose a toast to all of you for being here on this, my first Thanksgiving in this apartment, the first Thanksgiving I've ever hosted. And that's especially to Lauren. Without her, we would all be eating Japanese takeout right now.
So, Sandra, how did you and Doug meet?
Well,
may
I?
Please. It was love at first sight. For Mr. Muggles and Miss Lovegood, that is. We met at the groomer. My little angel wouldn't stop barking until they put her cage right next to his. Am I right, Sandy?
It's true. Dougie's allergic.
Legume intolerant.
So, how did the two of you meet?
Well, Lauren and I used to work together at Primatech, and we recently reconnected.
Yeah, this morning, actually, frozen food aisle. I trolled the place for eligible men.
Primatech, is that the paper company or that other thing?
Oh, you know about that other thing?
Yes, dear. A memory can be erased only so many times.
So you worked closely then?
Well, it wasn't like that, you know.
Or am I stumbling onto something that I'm not supposed to remember?
You're not stumbling onto anything. I think we should all just enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, in my family, on Thanksgiving, we used to go around the table and everyone would say what they were thankful for.
Doug smiles, but none of the others look enthusiastic.
Okay, I'll go first. I am thankful for the two beautiful women in my life, Miss Lovegood
and my beautiful Sandy.
Aw, thanks.
Okay, I am thankful that my daughter Claire decided to come for Thanksgiving. It would not be the same without her.
I'll second that.
I'm thankful for candy yams.
How about you, Claire?
I know that I should be thankful, but I'm just not feeling it right now.
Is everything okay?
My roommate moved out.
Well, why on earth would she do that? You're so likable.
Doug, you don't know anything about me.
Claire.
What? You want to talk about it right now? Fine. I'm thinking about dropping out of school.
At the carnival Thanksgiving.
my family. This will surely be a Thanksgiving to remember.
Where's Lydia?
Not really sure. Amanda, sweetheart, where's your mother?
I think she went to go find the Japanese man.
Did she now?
Edgar looks uncomfortable.
Happy Thanksgiving.
8 weeks ago.
That man from India, he wasn't writing a book. He wanted to talk about me. You sent me away, but I stayed. I listened, I heard everything. How long have you been lying to me, huh?
You need to calm down, brother.
You stop controlling me. Stop manipulating my emotions.
Fine. You want me to let go? I will.
My whole life, you've kept me under your thumb. Why?
Because you're dangerous, Samuel.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, never mind.
No, tell me what you meant!
You can move the earth, Samuel. But it's more than that. Cities. Mountains. You have the power to kill millions. I can't let that happen.
I always thought I was missing out on something. Some untapped potential. Just tell me how. How can I be that powerful?
No. I've already said too much. You think I wanted this life? You had to be controlled. From the day you were born, I gave up everything to watch over you.
Let me free you of that burden. Show me the film. Let me learn what I am. Take responsibility for myself.
Too late. I told Dr. Suresh to burn it.
Why would you do that?
He pushes Joseph to the ground.
You can never know the truth. I've made arrangements. A man from the government is coming to take you in. I gave him a compass.
You betrayed me. My entire life.
I'm still your brother. I love you.
A stone rises up in the air beside Samuel, and when he flings his arm forward, it flies into Joseph's neck.
Joseph. No! Joseph! I'm done.
Hero and Lydia watch. Then Hero puts his hand on her shoulder and squeezes his eyes shut. But nothing happens.
He's gone.
Hero holds both her hands and tries again, and this time they vanish. Samuel walks right up to where they were and stops, breathing deeply. At Noah's.
I know that you guys are freaking out, but I don't think college is where I'm supposed to be.
Is this about Gretchen? Because that is one relationship.
Yeah, it is about Gretchen. And it's about Becky, and it's about everything that's happened.
Who's Becky?
Mom, look, I just don't think that I belong in college.
And where do you think you belong, or have you even thought about it yet?
Maybe I'll go for a year abroad. Maybe I'll go backpack through Europe. A job. I just need to find somewhere where I fit in, where I could be myself.
And the $40,000 I just gave to the school, where do you think that should go?
I don't know, Dad. Where'd it come from?
This is about what that guy Samuel said, right?
Who is Samuel? What is going on?
Maybe it is.
How could you even consider listening
to him?
What's
happening? What did your father do?
This is not about Dad. It's about me. I can't lie anymore. I'm a freak, and people don't like freaks.
Can I just interject something here?
No! I think that we should all just take a deep breath.
All I was going to say is that what Claire is feeling is perfectly normal. I mean, we've all felt like we didn't fit in at one point or another in our lives. Heck, growing up and discovering I had a penchant for dog breeding, you think I had any friends? Uh-uh. Trust me, Claire, this'll all blow over.
Really? Is it, Doug? Do you think that this
Claire?
Is going to blow
Claire?
Over?
What are you doing?
Claire!
Oh, jeez.
How's that for normal?
She slices her arm open. It heals again, and Doug faints. Claire looks defiantly across at Noah.
Great.
At the carnival in the present day.
In
more wine.
Hero and Lydia are back.
I have to tell them.
No, you can't say anything. If someone finds out I took you to the pass, I'll never see Charlie again.
I have something special. I'll be right back.
Please, I'm sorry, Hero. We have to stand up to him. Some things are just too important.
As Hero emerges from the hiding place, Samuel appears beside him.
Where you been, friend?
I got lost.
And now you're found. Something going on over here?
Lydia's with Edgar.
No.
Something in your hair. Well then, you must be starved. Hero, join me. Thanks, that's useful. Pass the chair, will you?
Back at Noah's, Doug's lying unconscious while Miss Lovegood licks his face. Lauren joins Sandra.
Guess he's never seen a regen before. So, some dinner, huh?
Par for the course, especially when it comes to my ex-husband. I don't know what's going on between him and Claire.
Well, I don't know either, but I think that Thanksgiving dinner was just his way of letting Claire know that she has a family that loves her. Nothing wrong with that.
Sandra smiles as she continues mopping Doug's brow. Meanwhile, Claire's looking at Noah's news clippings.
I thought you gave up all this.
Yeah, so did I. And then I come across this compass, which almost gets me killed. It turns out it belongs to this strange man who shows up in my daughter's dorm room, threatening the normal life she so desperately wants.
Well, maybe it's impossible. Maybe I'm just not supposed to have a normal life.
Sounds like you're giving up. Why did you cut yourself?
I don't know. Maybe because you guys all think that you know what it's like to be me, but you don't. How could you possibly? I have to lie to everyone. Otherwise, they faint.
I know that it has been hard, and I know that I have caused you pain, but I'm concerned about you, Claire. These are not good people. They're dangerous. You just have to trust me on this.
Did you stop treating me like I'm a child?
And stop acting like one. Let me get this.
Noah answers the door to Gretchen.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey, come on in.
Claire looks up, stunned. After a moment's disbelief, a smile crosses her face. At night, Nathan's sitting at the table opposite Peter.
Who's ready for pie?
Angela's about to pick up the knife to cut it, but Nathan stops her.
Is there a problem, Mom? Some family. You look at me, you don't see your son. You see the man who killed your son.
Don't be silly.
You don't see your brother. Well, that's because I'm not your brother.
Nathan.
Guess again.
Sadler's in there with you, isn't he?
We never should have gone to Texas, Pete.
Flashes of electricity spark from his body as he slumps to the floor. He drags himself back to his feet, arms outstretched, shuddering as it courses through his body. He finally crashes back to the floor.
Nathan? Stop.
When he stands up again, he's become Sila.
It feels good to finally be me again.
Fixing them with a challenging stare, he shakes open a napkin and tucks it into his collar, then sits down at the table.
What's for dinner? I'm starved.
He causes two chairs to flip round and face them.
You know what makes this meal truly special? It's knowing that each and every one of you had a hand in making it happen. Just as we've had a hand in each other's lives, in our shared destiny. Heaven, we have depended on each other for so long, through good times and bad. But tonight, we should be especially thankful. The future is here. And it will be greater than my brother Joseph could ever have imagined. But I can't tell you about it yet. Not while there's a traitor in our midst. I just learned that the person who killed my brother is here, sitting at this table. It's time we all knew the truth, isn't it?
Tell them, Samuel. You murdered Joseph. The time traveler saw it.
Really? Is that what you saw, Hiro?
Sorry, I have to think about Charlie. I didn't see anything. You know what she did!
Why so angry, Edgar? Is it because you've done something shameful? You killed Joseph, didn't you? You betrayed us to the government. And when Joseph found out,
you killed him! You lying bastard!
Hiro freezes time for everyone except Edgar.
What have you done? I saved your life. Look. Thanks. I'm gonna finish him. No, you can't hurt him. He's the only one who knows where Charlie is.
He killed Joseph.
I know, but this is not the time for revenge. Sometimes a hero has to run away. To live to fight another day. We will defeat him. I promise you.
I'll hold you to that.
Edgar makes his escape. Then, grimacing with the effort, Hiro restores time. Everyone looks bewildered. Samuel realizes Edgar's gone.
Only the guilty turn tail and run. Edgar is gone. Good riddance.
Silas hungrily tucking into the pie, shoveling forkfuls into his mouth.
I feel like I haven't eaten in months. You think that's some kind of existential soul thing?
You have a soul?
Come on, buddy. It's the best you got? No big speeches about hope? Triumph of the human spirit.
Why don't you let me out of this chair and find out?
And you?
You have raised the evil incarnate bar to an entirely new level. Thank you for giving me something to strive for.
All this talk of souls and spirits has my head spinning. I am not a religious man, but there is one thing I do believe in. Blood.
Time to carve the turkey.
Get away from her.
Sila points at Angela's face.
What's happening? It's Nathan. He's in there. Come on, fight him, Nathan.
Nathan's dead!
No, he isn't. He's still in you. His spirit and his mind. They're fighting for his family. Nathan!
Come on, Nathan! Nathan!
Contorting with agony, Silas' face morphs back and forth.
Nathan, fight him!
Silas now changed back to Nathan.
What have you done to me?
Nathan?
Peter hurries out after him, but he's gone. Back at Noah's apartment, Doug's now sitting up. Claire's chatting with Gretchen.
No, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
So, my dad called you?
Yeah, well, he said you were feeling low, and he knew I was feeling low, so...
How's your new roommate?
Fine. Dull. Actually, it's awful. No one's tried to kill me for days now. And she's a slob.
Well, you know, the other side of the room is still available. Sorry. You're right, I don't know why you would ever want to move in with me again.
Maybe because all the people that I've met in college so far, you're the only one who's ever made any sense to me.
See, I told you we were gonna have fun.
What do you think about Christmas?
How about a movie?
Much better.
Should I give you my number, or were you just planning on stalking me in the produce aisle?
Canned goods, I think it was.
My home number is on the back. Use it. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Good night, ladies. Nice meeting you.
Bye. We're leaving, Claire.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry about Doug.
He's fine. I told him he ate a peanut. He's not the sharpest tack, but he's a good man. Never a dull moment, Noah.
Not if I can help it.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I'm gonna go wait in the car. Thanks for the invite, Mr. Bennett.
Anytime. I guess, I'm sorry it doesn't begin to cover it.
No, it's not your fault. I'm just...
I know. You've got a lot to figure out. I just want you to take your time and really think about your choices, Claire, because you do have choices.
You're absolutely right.
So are you going back to school?
Yeah, classes start Monday, and I will be there.
That's great news. Love you.
Love you. And thank you for inviting Gretchen.
I wasn't overreaching.
No, it was actually the perfect dad thing to do.
Next Thanksgiving, your place.
It's a date.
Hey, ready to head back?
Actually, no. We have a couple days off before classes start, and I want to find out where this leads.
Where'd you get that?
I stole it from my dad. He said I had choices, and I want to know what they are. And this is going to lead me to him.
A compass? Okay.
You up for an adventure? It's okay if you're not. I understand. I mean, we might run into Becky there.
Oh, yeah, she's not one of my favorite people. But you are. So which way?
She consults the spinning compass.
Take a right.
At the carnival, Samuel calls out to Hero.
You saved Edgar. How honorable. Of course, when you betray me, put Charlie in danger.
Your brother was right. You are powerful. But I am powerful too.
I'll make it so you never see her again.
You won't do that. You still need me. So, you tell me exactly when and where Charlie is, or I am leaving. And you will be the one who is lost.
I like this. Little man standing up for himself. But you don't actually think I'd ever let you leave, do you?
You don't have a choice.
I always have a choice.
He beckons over Damien, who grabs Hero's head and jumbles up his memories. Hero's mouth hangs open in shock as Damien finishes with him.
How do you feel, Hero?
Hero responds, must rescue Watson. Beam me up, Scotty, then vanishes. Samuel shocked.
What have you done?
I'm gonna find him.
And I'm gonna bring him back, Mom.
It's over. It isn't possible anymore.
The one thing I know, the one thing I can count on since all this started, is that anything is possible.
Siler.
Nobody wants him dead more than me. You wanna know what I want even more? My brother alive. I'll find a way.
To be continued.